now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix.
Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're listening to Bartley's Commentaries on the Cosmic Wars. Today, we're welcoming back to the show our very special guest and dear friend, Lauda Leon. Lauda Leon is an old friend of mine from way back when. She was an original Dragon Slayer, and some of the other alumnus of the Dragon Slayers group were people like Wes Penra, Tom Montauk, Evie Lorgan, Andrew Hennessy, some of the biggest, most well-respected names in the field for those people that are really switched on, the real players out there. These are the kinds of people that they go to for their information, for their validation, for their context. Lauda Leon serves as a psychic counselor, advisor, forensic anomalous profiler, spirit seer, practitioner of holographic kinetics and spirit energetics in her operating capacity as a quantum energy shifter. She works as a facilitator toward personal healing, utilizing innate and learned abilities towards excavation of soul memories, created timelines, densities, and multidimensional realms of existence. Her continuously evolving lifelong abilities are additionally aided via more conventional means of learning via university studies within the fields of psychology, anthropology, archaeology, and environmental politics. The primary focus of service is in merging the complex dynamics of psychology, emotions, mind, body, and spirit toward increased comprehension of our current paradigm upon all its levels and layers. She acutely assesses one's traumas and personally coaches clients toward their energy balancing requirements with a holistic focus upon one's well-being. She endeavors to examine the big picture in all her client work, seeking the root causes of issues arisen. Her acute perception of quantum healing energy fields upon its many dimensions, levels, and timelines can access elements that are buried, lost, or hidden within the fabric of these quantum layers and folds. And I can speak from personal experience that Lauda has had a healing effect on me. Just being in her energy field, there's something about Lauda that is cleansing, is purifying, is energetically uplifting. And folks, I'm feeling it right now. So without any further ado, my dear friend, Lauda Leon, welcome to Bartley's Commentaries on the Cosmic Wars.
Thanks, James. It's an honor to be here. And of course, you know, I love it when we reunite.
Yes, it's just like all the time, you know, that has passed since the last time we spoke just dissolves instantaneously. You've been a very busy person. Tell us a bit about what you've been doing since we last spoke.
Oh, well, we're doing George Leon and I are doing a series of empowerment and excavation as to the nature of the reality that we're living in and how we can emancipate ourselves from it. So this is it's a bit of a large project because we have to start from the basis of the hijacking and work our way through onto the end of each and every one of our unique abilities in creation, because we co-created and we do create our situations. So there is the hijacking, and then there is what we ourselves do, and the part that we have taken and become immersed in. So it's a huge project. It involves a lot of experiences, personal experiences, a lot of the knowledge and the database of prior to incarnation, of course, the abductions and the supernatural element of the experiences that really reveal that the physics that we were taught and the, quote, educational systems, the institutions here, hide what the true physics are, the metaphysics. You know, I think that they were much more, clear about this in the medieval ages when they actually believed in some of what they call magic. What we utilize today and what has been utilized is magic technology. So this is a little bit of everything that we're bringing to the forefront. A lot of it has to do with what I've been shown, what's been revealed to me, what the waking visions, the things that I saw prior to coming in through the back door, the nature of the deception here.
The nature of deception is such that it comes to us in so many varied forms. And Lauda, it's amazing to me that the religion, as we understand it, Orthodox religion, still has a hold on the minds of so many people. Over and over and over, we're hearing more sex scandals, more pedophilia revelations within the Catholic Church. The highest ranking Australian Catholic priest, George Pell, who was like third in the hierarchy of the Vatican, it's all come out now that he has historic childhood abuse claims going back decades. And typical of the way it works, Lauda, the hue and cry from the mainstream media is, will George Pell have a fair day in court? No, this needs to be a court case in camera, judges only. There could be no jury of his peers, because they know he's going to be flayed over the coals if the jury was made up of normal people who were tired of all this stuff. So the system has its own filters, it has its own default settings, it has its own security measures, but bit by bit, Lauda, I'm seeing that facade crumble. I'm starting to see it crack.
Yeah, well, I think that the momentum that's happening with our own personal disclosure about the completely hijacked reality is that more and more people are realizing that, you know, government is completely controlled. It is polarized. It is keeping people locked into a prison system, and it is within itself based on deception, deceiving, and stealing of one's power. So, when we look at the selection for the jurors, when we look at this, just the way that a court system is designed, to me, I just see nothing but hijacking.
Yes.
I see nothing but inverted systems that are still based on lies and inversions. None of it. I mean, you want justice, but the system itself isn't just. So I'm not quite sure how you get justice when something isn't just to begin with. So how can they, be the ones to choose and decide what is that? Very clear what these people are doing. What we're experiencing and what's coming out also is by design being released. Mm-hmm. So they are doing this on purpose. They want this information to be released now. They could have released it whenever they felt like it, but this is also part of their checkmate system. So a lot of the time that we're seeing a lot of information dumps, it is on purpose. So we have to ask, okay, well, what's really going on here? What's behind this? And is this another deflection because they're trying to hide something that they're currently doing from our site so that they're forcing us to see something that is going to solicit a huge emotional, stirring? So this, and it's a form of manipulation again. I'm not saying like all of these things should be revealed, but what protects them also protects the time that they're going to be disclosed. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So this is all contrived and manipulated.
It's also the normalization of pedophilia. It's a normalization
yeah.
of perversity, and how, like in Australia, they have the Safe Schools program, which they're trying to push. And ostensibly, it's a program in the schools that will be implemented to prevent bullying, but it's got nothing to do with bullying. It's about gender reorientation.
Yeah.
It's about teaching kids that gender isn't something that you're born with. It's like something that someone is conditioned into believing, and that, it's mm-hmm. just to accept. It's a stalking horse, and it's mission creep towards acceptance of all these obviously aberrant deviant practices, pedophilia, and everything else.
Absolutely.
And this goes along with the forced childhood marriages of Sharia that's being brought mm-hmm. into play, and how it's being, excused, turn the other cheek. It's cultural relativism. We've been taught, let them do that. There's nothing wrong with it. It's racism to complain about, honor killings and forced child marriages, et cetera, et cetera. So all of that combined, Lauda, it's like they're pushing the Sodom and Gomorrah kind of mm-hmm. like agenda, this reality upon this matrix reality. They're taking it to another level, it seems to me.
Well, it's absolutely, it's a return of that, no doubt about it. Just like, you know, the biblical days of Noah, where basically all the hybrids were running loose on the planet. And, yes, you know, again, right? It's Sodom and Gomorrah, absolutely. Pedophilia is the inverted system. It is a part of exactly how they set up the foundation of civilization. Only nobody really wants to see this. If you look throughout civilizations, you will see that this is the premise. This is the premise in ancient Greece, where they took the four-year-old boys, the Spartans, and they started training them. Well, you know, they never saw a female in sight. And so, and you've got your virgin sacrifices, and that doesn't mean just virgin deaths, but they would be sacrificed to sexual rituals, right? Yes. You've got the basis of sexual rituals that have been here from the beginning of Babylon and probably prior to that. It is the exact same system of Babylon. Vatican, all of it is Babylonia. It's the new Babylon. Well, it's not even new. It's the old. It's the same thing. And it is alarming because it is the premise of how the foundation of society and civilization has been founded.
Now, when you talk about the hijacking of humanity, the final war and the dissolution, could you brief us on what you mean by that? You know, I mean, the hijacking of humanity, it's got an understanding of what that's about, but as far as the final war and the dissolution part comes in, what do you mean by that? The dissolution of illusions.
Of illusions, yeah. The dissolution of illusions is that at this juncture in the convergence of the event horizon, everything that has been hidden is being revealed. There is nothing that will be able to remain hidden. Nothing. Everything will be exposed. And by nature of the exposure, as this is happening, there are events and frequencies, new frequencies that the universe itself is and has already created in a series of waves. And these will help and are and have been aiding us in transforming for the newer frequency. The part of the dissolution of illusions is that as all of the hidden and everything that is duality-based will be revealed, it will dissolve the nature of those deceptions and dissolve the nature of what those hidden lies are that we have been forced to live with and not even see. So essentially, we will be dissolving everything that has been placed to hide itself from our vision, including our own bodies. I mean, our own bodies betray us. Our own eyes betray us. The way that we have been technologically hijacked is related to the way that this matrix containment system is a holographic universe. So we are, you know, we can only see certain types of light. We can only see certain things as per the nature of this matrix. But this is all artificially done to us. This is not our true vision. These are not our true eyes. This is not what we, you know, we should, by virtue of being what we are, we should be able to see everything. Yet our bodies and our eyes have been themselves augmented to suit the nature of this matrix reality. But dissolving all of what has been done means that we will be seeing through those illusions. And by seeing through them, we will be dissolving them because they have no place anymore. The new frequencies that are happening and have been happening, well, for quite some time, are augmenting us naturally to our spirit being. So what's happening is essentially a splitting of reality. The splitting of reality is giving way to what you want to experience and what you choose to consciously build for yourself, because this is what this is all about, essentially. So for those that, you know, just don't want to do the work for themselves, don't want to be awake, and they like the false systems and the illusions and deceptions, the splitting is going to literally create a division of frequencies between the old earth and the new earth, essentially. It's a kind of a simple way to explain it. But both frequencies will not be able to resonate beside one another, and they're already experiencing a disharmonic state of being. So many people are experiencing that for the first time in their lives. They're losing friends, they're, you know, their marriages are breaking up, they're losing their jobs. There's all these events that are occurring in this disharmonic resonance because the frequencies are altering. And in that alteration, the old systems can't exist. The old deceptions can't exist within the new frequencies of reveal, right? So this is a part of what the disillusion of illusions is, that nothing is going to be able to be hidden, not the technology, not the architects, not any of it. Not what we ourselves have created in that deception and illusion.
One thing that I've noticed along that vein, Lauda, and we've talked about this before on the Cosmic Switchboard, and this is just one way of looking at it, and others may have their own way, their own conceptual construct, but it seems to some of us that we've already entered into the fourth dimension, because the fourth dimension historically, as described by some mystics, seers, and visionaries, it's, and David Icke talks about this too, the lower fourth being populated by all these negative parasitic entities. And it seems that there has been a merger between the fourth, the lower fourth, and the rapidly increasing frequency we know as 3D. Because we're seeing this normalization of a bizarre, aberrant, violent behavior. Even countries where they have total gun control, there's all these knifings, bashings, people getting attacked. And it's like these people that don't have the firewalls, to use a computer term, to keep out these marauding parasitic entities from attaching themselves to their auric fields, attaching themselves to their bodies. And because of the systems that they've grown up in, the school systems and the religious systems, they've become like a puppet, a marionette, just with all these different strings from all these different controllers, and they're just dangling there in open space, and they're like being used, right? They're either as a matrix sentinel, as being like a controller for, you know, someone, a spouse, a partner who wants to get away from, you know, a controlling, abusive partner. Whatever the case may be, these people that are under this malign influence, these changes and these frequency fluctuations and spikes you're talking about, it's having a very obvious, blatant effect on them. Pardon my Anunnaki, but a lot of people out there that are borderline hosty, borderline, you know, entity attached, they're going batshit crazy now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The old guards are no longer in place, not the way that they used to be. The alteration between the two frequencies, the splitting that I speak of, is literally creating too much of a space between, and this is part of what the dissolving nature of everything is that it will, and it is causing madness and insanity in a lot of people, because they don't have, well, not only are they not able to be raised in frequency by these new particles that are coming in and what the universe is doing, they're not able to make the changes, the necessary changes, because in essence they chose the carbon death system. So the effect that it's having on them is like a super pressure where, you know, their brain is not even able to it would be equivalent to a burn victim. If you expose them to the sun, it would be like that. Their burns would just become worse. So whatever the condition, the mindset, the negative polarity is of the individual, that is what is increasing, and that is what is being amplified. So if they were already, you know, if the madness was already in them, or the dysregulation, then it's just going to be amplified, and that amplification is going to continue. And it sadly, there is going to be absolute mayhem in parts, right? Because those are the ones that we're discussing about, those that are relegated to those lower frequencies. And they are merged with the lower fourth, no doubt about it, whereas the higher splitting cell is already merged with the fifth and the sixth, and really, in reality, merged with all of the dimensions and densities, because the spirit has no limit. And when you are transforming in evolution in that great becoming, then you are going to be able to step into all and the all, because you are the all. But the lower nature, the third dimensional trap with the fourth hosting, I mean, it's like hell's broken open, and the other portals of hell will continue to break open.
It will, and it's going to affect certain people, those that are borderline, those that have already become enmeshed in this lower fourth 3D matrix. It's really going to affect them, and it's not surprising, Lauda, you pointed this out, that I've never known a time when more people are going it alone, breaking it off with long-term controlling narcissistic partners. More people are just, you know, pulling out the roots and saying, "Okay, I'm quitting this job. I'm moving out. I'm just, you know, breaking new ground. I'm you know, breaking new frontiers." And it's the impetus for these frequency and energetic shifts and changes is having a positive effect on some, where it's it's given them the motivation, it's given them the wherewithal to, okay, you know, I can just start with a new slate here, I can move on, and, you know, people want to come along, or they don't want to come along, I'm not going to be tied down, I'm not going to be held back by all these old paradigms, these old dysfunctional toxic relationships, and I find that very encouraging, because there was a number of people I knew that were stuck in these toxic dysfunctional relationships. They were being dragged down by these really archontic entity infested people, and now they have the chance to break free and really spread their wings, Lauda.
Absolutely, and I mean, there's some stories that are incredible. There are doctors that can no longer function under those precepts, those lies that are causing harm to people, and they're stepping out of it completely, and they're seeking ways to gift the world with their knowledge, because they come from the system itself, knowing and seeing what it was doing to people. And now the realization of the prison constructs are being released. So people that really want life and really want and know that they have to live for their truth can no longer stay within those prison systems that up until now, it seemed like they could do it, but they can't anymore. And there's a lot of incredible things coming out of it that, yeah, a lot of people have had to go through hell just to get out of it and revamp their entire lives. I mean, you've got doctors who no longer are practicing medicine and who've had to find a new way to survive in the world while we collapse the current system. And we're in the process of collapsing a lot of what that is, because that in and of itself is imprisoning people. I mean, the work week, all of it, right? People are starting to fight back, and they want to be creating a life that is truly based on life, truly based on, you know, the crystal harmonic, and not these lower systems. So this is the most incredible time on so many levels, not just because of what's happening in the universe at large, the infinity-verse, but what that infinity-verse is also within us, and we are going through those very same changes ourselves. So great things are happening.
Yes, we're being affected not just at the atomic and molecular level, but at the quantum level. And like when I go online and when I just pick up, you know, like a local newspaper somewhere, and you look in the advertisement section, there's so many organic, you know, community groups. There's so many, you know, buy and sell for cheap, you know, local groups springing up. There's so many like arts and crafts and fairs and teaching people, you know, pottery, planning, horticulture. There's so much of that going on. It's like the consciousness is rising, and there's an understanding that, you know what, those Aboriginals, those Native Americans, those Siberian shamans, they were onto something. They knew that you have to, you know, we live in a symbiotic relationship with this environment, with this planet, with this living organism we call Earth, and we have to nurture it, we have to take care of it, because we will ride the frequency wave with it, right? And then, and so I see more and more of that. And you mentioned a really good point also with the carbon machine versus the crystal mind, and I'll tell you a really quick story. You probably heard it before, some of my listeners probably have, but two nights in a row, my Native American spirit elders showed me that we're going to be going from, or at least some people anyway, there's some that have the potential to do this. And the way they showed it to me was very metaphorical, it was very symbolic, and they showed a regular fossil, a skeletal structure of a human, go from like a calcium kind of based skeletal structure, I think that's what skeletons are made of, right? And then watching it morph first into what looked like a crystalline amber color and then into a silica crystalline structure. And I got the very real impression when they showed me this that that's where we have the potential to go from getting away from the density of the carbon-based construct, like what they called in the old Star Trek movies, you know, we humans are carbon-based, you know, units, right? To go from that, to go to this crystalline, living, malleable, able to adapt itself into any frequency, into any form possible. And I wanted your take on that, because you made a very good video vlog recently, The Carbon Machine versus the Crystal Mind, Humanity's Great Meta Battle Through Time. Could you talk about that?
Absolutely. Up until now, and there have been examples of this a little bit here and there throughout civilization, although not a great deal. A part of the crystal skulls that yes. are here have to do with what we're talking about, where we're going, where the becoming is. The becoming is going to alter our bodies, our physicality. Our old physicality will no longer be able to resonate with carbon, because carbon-based life is connected to the machine, is connected to everything that is the synthetic version. And in it is the version of death itself. So this is the reason why, as a carbon-based life form, we can eat the things that we do. We can eat meat and whatnot. And, you know, we're eating death, okay? We are rigging ourselves with a lot of artificial technology because we're surrounded by it. This is all, it's all carbon-based machine life. But the evolution that we're going through and that the universe is helping us with in transformation is a more crystalline existence. A crystalline harmonic is something that, you know, I mean, for a lack of a better way of putting it, we would be embodying the light, the true light essence of all harmonics. Therefore, we would be able to truly step into our unlimited potential. And this is the problem when you're in the carbon-based existence, because you're not able to resonate high enough to be able to do that. The crystalline is life-giving. It is literally the example of what creation is and what we've been designed to be in that creation spirit and body experience. So it is life enforcing. It is life that there's no capacity in its resonance for the lower forms of the duality system that we are currently in, including evil. This is what we were discussing, pedophilia, how, you know, this is a world filled with all these negative lower astral realms and higher heavens that are still lower astral realms. But none of that would be able to, we would not be able to resonate with those realities being truly what we are meant to be, which is crystalline, harmonic, light beings, true light, not false light. So the mind made manifest is that we do create everything. However, the lower creation systems are not supportive of true life and creation for what it is in its potential. The crystalline will change our form, our body, our, you know, everything from a subatomic to the atomic to the DNA to the cells to the way that electricity and the electromagnetic frequencies respond to our body. And that means that we would be the unlimited beings that we are. We're just going through the transformation to get us there. So we have, in order to do that, this is part of what, you know, the dissolution of illusions has to be about, because this can't be, like, we can't be in this reality. We can't continue to co-create a life that fosters pain and agony and killing and murder and, you know, narcissism and personality disorders through trauma. And personality disorders, by the way, are aspects of yourself that have been, you know, lost, or, you know, they're in particles. They're in their own fractals. Those are pieces of you that you have to basically integrate back into you. So it isn't really how it's being relayed. I mean, there's always a lot of disinformation with regards to everything. Psychology in part has aided that. But dissolving everything means that we have to dissolve it in order to go through the transformation that we're currently going through, which is really uncomfortable, by the way, because the process is physically painful. It is basically that our cells are being, everything within us, everything that makes us what we are, is being undone. And we are going through the process of being rebuilt into our true form. So is everybody going to go through that? Well, you know, no.
No.
Because not everybody's going to choose it.
Yes.
And that's the splitting of reality I talk about, the splitting of the worlds, the old world and the new world. The old earth and the new earth.
And Bernard Grunther, our friend, talks about this. He talks about how the powers of Pluto, that in order to become something greater than we are now, it's inherently, intrinsically, a deconstructive process, which at times can be quite painful, and there's, you know, at times, you know, a bit of wailing and gnashing of teeth. But the beauty of it is, once you've been, you know, tried by fire, so to speak, once you've gone through the process, and it's similar in a metaphorical way, it's like the birthing process, right?
Absolutely. It's a refining in fire, literally. It's the fire of creation.
Yes, it is. And so we just have to realize that it's a process that we have to go through, and that we have to strike out and do this and hold nothing back. Because if there's someone that we feel that, oh, you know, they're so close to waking up, and never mind that, you know, they may be consciously aware that this individual in our example is got all these entity attachments, got all this narcissistic stuff going on, and really is into the co-creation of misfortune aspect side of things. We need to get away from that mindset where we think we can pull people along, right?
It doesn't
work
that
way.
There's no pulling anybody.
There's no pulling anybody. This is the time when we're going to start to resonate and be drawn towards the people that we need to be around. And it's been a gradual process over time. I mean, you know, Evie Lorgan comes into my life, Barbie Bartholet comes into my life, you come into my life at key critical junctures, right? And we all needed that because of the changes and the growth we were going through at the time. It kind of nudged us, it pushed us, it kind of guided us, you know, down the path. And so I see that process happening, and people just have to let go of the fear of this attachment of people that they're just not ready to make that transition with you. You have to love on them enough to be willing to let them go and hope the best for them.
Well, exactly. And there's no piggybacking, you know. We can't do this for ourselves in hopes that we're going to affect those around us so that they are going to be saved too, or so to speak. It doesn't work that way. We each have to do our own work, because being creators that we are, this is a solo journey. I mean, we are all one, but we have to do this responsibly, accountably on our own. And we can't piggyback. Nobody can piggyback on us. It just doesn't work that way. The other thing is, it's not enough to think it, know it. It's not enough to have it in your mind and to be intellectual about it. That will not serve anything, because unless the action backs up the changes and the shifts, it's the very same thing as I was speaking about these people that are making these incredible changes in their life, hard changes that are really brutal, and yet they know, in order for them to really step into their journey in this all, in this transformation, they know they have to do it. They have to step in action and actually do the thing to help themselves in this shifting, changing, transforming process, reinventing.
And also, now is a time to do that, because when focused intent is coupled with action, it's right. amazing. You know, you move, we move mountains. We create. We're partially in that danger zone, out of our comfort zone, which is good. You know, when people are in their comfort yeah. zone, that's a danger zone. But when you're out there, you know, on the fringes of fear, and you're doing, man, I've never done this before. I don't know if I should do this. It's easy to just slip back and start doing the old things the same way, the same old association that held you back, the same old job that held you back. But when you strike out and you have a belief in yourself, the time is yeah. ripe, because the way the multiverse and I love that term you use a lot, of the infinity verse is working right now, it will step aside and it'll make way and it'll make things happen and create opportunities, good fortune for those people who are willing to take the bull by the horn, so to speak. The time to make the changes is right now.
Absolutely. There's no more sitting on the fence, because sitting on the fence is neutralizing yourself for harvesting.
Yes.
So, you know, you're either going to, there's two choices. It's pretty simple, really. Although it is difficult, but we always knew it was going to be difficult in the flesh. As soon as you incarnate, it isn't going to be, I mean, it will, once you get the hang of it, once you transmute your reality and you see that everything is energy and it's fun. I mean, it's fun. You know, treat it like a game, because you know what, the hidden masters and everybody that quote, you know, the secret holders, they all know it's a game. It's an energy game.
Yes, it is. And I look at an example of our friend who we had dinner with that time. And then if you remember, we had dinner, then we walked back to the parking lot to get our car, and then where we parked our car in the shopping mall, the shopping mall had closed and all that stuff. But that, you know, we had to do a rescue mission to get our car back. But our friend that, you know, we were with that night, she's broken out. She's saying, you know, I'm going to, you know, leave my house behind. I'm going to leave my old community behind. I'm going to go on a road trip. And, you know, she spent time with us here, and yep. then she's moved on, and she's going to, you know, visit family and friends, and she's just traveling all over the map. And you know, and so what she's done is, you know, she's just breaking new ground. She's back into that pioneer mode that we all are at heart. We are all pioneers. We are all trailblazers. And so we need to get out of this mindset where we have to have everything just right. We have this, you know, create this construct of where you get into this comfort zone, where you have to do everything in a regimented fashion. You have to park your car a certain way. You have to do everything a certain way in order to create this illusionary safe environment for yourself. Yeah. When you break out of that and when you begin working from a heart-centered place, it is amazing how this multiverse will create opportunities. And I can't emphasize that enough.
No, exactly. And you know, this construct is based on fear. So the yes. only thing to fear is fear itself, but that's nothing. That's the thing. When you realize that the construct itself is fed on fear, and that's what holds you down, that's what locks you in, that's what prevents you from stepping out on a limb, you know, having faith in yourself. Because as soon as you start, it's like, it's exactly the way you said, the universe will hold you, support you, will open doors. You know, you just need to have the energy to start it and not be in the situation where you're following the construct of inertia.
Yes, because when we get in that comfort zone and we get in an inertia mode, it's, yeah, we get stuck in neutral. We say, okay, we got ourselves our own little, you know, corner here, and we just play it safe. We hunker down for the long haul. It doesn't work that way, because the dynamic changing nature of this construct, this matrix simulation we're in, because we see around us how the control system has decided to pull out all the stops, the unlimited yeah. immigration of all these raping immigrants and you know, the
yes.
Sharia law, the normalization of childhood forced marriages, etc., etc. It's all going down around us. So we create this bubble around ourselves. We have a belief and a knowingness that we have a destiny to fulfill, and no matter what happens around us, we're in that bubble, and we're in a creative mode. We're not just in stasis. We're actually creating this bubble, so for which we can expand further and further and further.
Exactly. And I think it's important to look at certain things because of the setup that they're creating. Like you said, the Sharia law. I mean, let's look at that just for a minute. Let's look at what they are really trying to build in making people accept that as normal. And like it, that just, it's mind blowing. It is mind blowing to me. The things that are being passed down now as legal, just the same as the, I mean, there was an article about the Vatican where they wanted to make the age of consent to have sex with children. 13 years old?
It's insane.
I mean, really, what we're seeing and what they're getting away with is, it goes beyond undermining the morality systems and tearing them apart, tearing them into pieces. It's creating literal monsters. You know, they want to make, you know, humankind into their shadow self. They want to create the antiverse within a person, not just, you know, in the reality that they want them to be in. They actually want that created within you. You know, can we just talk about Sharia law just for, you know,
yeah,
a couple minutes?
Please.
So, okay, I'm not sure if a lot of people know about Sharia law. I'm not sure if they know the dynamics of the patriarchalistic system that basically diminishes the woman and makes the woman into a subject. You know, it's less than a cow, really. It's less than owning, quote, animals, where if they feel that the woman has to be taught a lesson because she's done something wrong that has harmed the, quote, honor of the family or the man or whatnot, that they have a right to kill her or beat her or what. Well, like, in what reality can anything like this be accepted? It shouldn't even exist. It shouldn't exist. This is a fundamental, like, we have the right to being the sentient beings that we are and experience life as without oppressing, suppressing, harming, hurting, violating another so that you get what you want out of it because you want to be that narcissistic, you know, shadow antiverse creation.
And then you look at some weird inversions of morality and logic. For example, Saudi Arabia, where so much of this emanates from, they now have a permanent seat on the United Nations, like Human Rights Council. I mean, everything is a weird inversion. In a lot of those Sharia countries, if a woman is raped, she's the one that gets punished. She's the one that gets the 100 lashes in public. You see, so mm-hmm. what it's done, it's given, these are demonic entities in human form, folks. Make no mistake about that. And what's happened with Sharia law and for so long in the hidden cloisters and not so hidden cloisters of the Catholic Church, etc., they've brought that all out into the open. So now you have these demons in human form, these entity-infested people in all mm-hmm. these Sharia religions and all these pedophilia-orientated religions, that's all being normalized. And the, mm-hmm. the diminution and the marginalization of the feminine principle is what their stock and trade is. And isn't it interesting, Laura, that at a time now when the divine feminine is healing and reintegrating and starting to reach its full potential yet again, now is the time they turn loose the Sharia that hates women, that wants to marginalize women, that wants to reduce women back to a state of like medieval cattle, medieval barbarism.
Absolutely. And when you think about the beginning of this all, where the archontic and the demiurgic you know, creation was based on suppressing creation itself, which is the mother goddess, which is the female. This whole reality is, the premise of it is based on that, which is an absolute rejection of life itself. And I'm not saying, you know, that the female is the it. I'm saying that both the female and the male serve one another in completion.
Yes.
Not one more than the other. Both are complementary to each other, and they both, when they work together, it works as a whole. It actually is, it is completion, it is protection, it is, you know, the balance needed to be able to perforate through all dimensions and all densities and all existences. Not one more than the other, but the way that the reality systems have been created, the basis of it is to kill and murder creation itself. And that's why we're in a carbon system.
So yes,
essentially,
yes, definitely.
We're rejecting the very essence and the very life that sprung from life. And and that can only create death. See, this is why the entire machine could base itself on the carbon form. But once you break out of it, none of this, there won't be a hold of the demiurge or the archontic systems or any of the demons. And the demons, and this is the thing about this reality, because the demons and all of the entities attached to those lower worlds, those anti-creations, they are being disguised as humans. They could easily disguise themselves here because it is, in essence, their creation, really. We signed onto it in co-creating it. So, you know, what we are seeing is the manifestation of their hell realms that are being brought forth into the light, so to speak.
Yes, and it was through the facilitation of these Abrahamic religions and then the fostering of these Sharia religions by the former. Okay, they're going to create these enclaves where they still, through all the interbreeding and through this harsh form of entity-infested religious dogma, it literally creates an environment where, like, rape and child rape and the abuse of the divine feminine are the norm, that it's
right.
Taught. It's the right thing to do. And so those constructs, those social enclaves were created and nurtured over the years. And then there came a point in time when the CIA and, you know, they're working through their proxies and Mossad and all these other groups, they said, okay, the time is right now to turn the spigot to full blast. And then just, through the Coudenhove-Kalergi plan to flood, Caucasian countries with all these people, right? And you know, like a lot of people, a lot of white people and Caucasian people, they kind of live, some of them, in a comfort zone where, well, this stuff could never happen to us, you know. Some of them may have had misgivings. Some of them may have felt some degree of responsibility for what these invading, like the East India Trading Company and the British Navy, Royal Navy and all that, had done to all these countries and, you know, populated by brown skin and black skin people, yellow skin people all over the world. But there was an element of, okay, that's something at arm's length, you know, like I didn't have any say or anything to do with that. And you know what, to a degree, they're right, you know, because, you know, we can't be held collectively responsible. That's the specialty of this control system, to impose this collective guilt on us and whatnot. But now it becomes everyone's responsibility, because by opening the floodgates and literally turning loose these hordes of entity-infested, mostly males. If you look at these hordes of so-called refugees, which is a sick joke, right? They destroy all these countries, but we never see people from those destroyed countries come as refugees. No, they're languishing in some refugee camp where they're dead, right? No, these are the people from the harsh Sharia countries, and they're bringing them in lock, stock, and barrel. What we're seeing is literally an importation of this lower fourth dimension made manifest. So when we talk about that the stakes are as high as it could be, that we're talking about the continuation of this soul matrix harvesting recycling, right, where we have the chance to go one direction or another, they're putting this lower fourth dimension in our face now. So the time is well past for people to just stand on the sidelines. You got to draw a line in the sand and say, you know, beyond this line, I'm not stepping over. This is, you know, they are not going to encroach upon my personal space and my family's one inch. This is where I draw the line.
Well, exactly. And everything here is based on agreements of entrapment agreements, period. Everything is an agreement. It's a legalistic system based on, you know, needing your agreement, whether through omission. So, you know, they consider that you say yes if you say nothing.
Yes.
So if you do nothing, say nothing to them, hey, that's a full on, yeah, come and, you know, come and get me. So if nobody does anything, if nobody says anything, if nobody says no, then they're just going to continue doing what they're going to do, which is, this is all strategic. This is all towards their whole World War III totalitarian system. And if you look at this system, and all of it is based on controlling. And if you look at the word control,
yes,
you know, it's a con from trolls. It's demonic. But if nobody's going to really say anything, if anybody, they're just going to go ahead and do it. And this is what reality here has been like. It's just, they've just gone ahead. They just have to sneak it in one way or another. As long as it's out there, they don't care if it's in a bubblegum wrap or if it's in a, you know, 3-year-old cartoon or whatever. As long as they put it out there, then according to the law, they're not responsible anymore for whatever negativity happens. So the responsibility is placed on the people who, quote, choose to agree with that, whether through omission or through compliance.
Yes. And we saw this. That is huge. And that's why I was so heartened to see this concerned mother in Victoria, the state of Victoria in Australia, where she made this video of herself talking about the Safe Schools agenda, which was made up largely of people within the ranks of the LGBT movement that want to normalize all this stuff, right? And they're targeting the children. They're targeting, this is a stalking horse. It's got nothing to do with gay rights, folks. This has got nothing to do with gay rights. I've got gay family members. I've got lovely family and friends and dear friends that are you know, lesbian couples. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got everything to do with normalizing child rape, normalizing pedophilia and whatnot. And I was so heartened to watch this video of this mother saying, this is what the safe schools are all about. So it's a top and bottom thing where they're infiltrating the minds of the kids increasingly in the schools, and on top of all the vaccines and everything else, and then through the control of the laws and immigration and everything else, they're creating what David Icke calls, you know, the hassle-free zones, where, you know, well, we can't complain about safe schools because that's being, you know, anti-LGBT, anti-gay. We can't complain about this mass, you know, rape immigration because that's racist and Islamophobic. And, you know, here's a message for all the military types out there. You've been played, and it's about high time you pull your head out, because you've been told that you're fighting, you've been fighting Islamic terrorists. You've been told you're fighting ISIS. Never mind the U.S. Air Force routinely drops ISIS airdrops of supplies. Never mind that, you know, Black Ops and CIA paramilitaries and mercenaries work in lockstep with ISIS, right? You think you're fighting ISIS. You think you're fighting ISIS. Meanwhile, your countries are being flooded by these people, many of whom are literally ISIS. Many of these raping immigrants literally are ISIS. They're protected by Black Ops. They're setting up enclaves and cells in your neighborhoods. And your houses are being foreclosed while you're gone fighting all these wars for the bankers and your controllers. It's time for you to wake up. It's one thing.
Oh, and the government's giving them money.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Giving them money, giving them cell phones, giving them tablets and laptops. And see, folks, from a strategic tactical standpoint, giving them money, giving them cell phones, that's providing infrastructure for them. It's providing communications for them. And then they set up all these enclaves. There's places now in Sweden and in France that are no-go zones. It's like if a white face tries to go into those places, law enforcement, first responders, ambulances, they don't even go there because they just get attacked. They've been completely taken over by these Sharia communities, be they Somalis, be they Pakis, be they ISIS, North Africans. It doesn't matter. They're not bringing in the, you know, the the Christians. They're not bringing in the Bedouins. They're not bringing in the moderate Muslims. No, they're not bringing them in there. So, and also, and before we, I want you to talk more about this in part two of this. What we're going to do, folks, is this will be part one for this week's commentaries, and next week we'll have part two, and I can't wait to put both of these out. But it's very clever, Laura, how the interface of all this is being done with an AI overlay. So before we end this first segment, and hold your thought, I want you to remember what you were going to bring up, you know, so you can bring it up in the second half. But just to kind of lead in for our listeners, the whole AI mind interface grid system, how that plays into all this, and how it directly has to do with severing us from source forever.
Yeah, in the sentient world simulation, absolutely.
Yeah, did you want to comment on that? Because it's so important how, you know, all this craziness is going to be presented to us, and it's almost as if, well, you know, we can avoid all this if we just merge with machines, because we'll be bigger, we'll be faster. I mean, DARPA has already been creating for some time now, and they've tested this on special forces and other people. These prosthetics, which give them super strength and all this other stuff, right?
Which is what the transhumanism agenda is connected to the G5.
Yes.
The reality is the transhumanism agenda has been operating for, you know, this might be shocking to people, but thousands of years.
Oh, yes.
Only they waited to have a specific kind of technology and AI to come in. So in previous history, throughout civilizations, the technology was much more pure based, which was still based on a silicon, which is, again, right, this goes into the crystalline. That's why they couldn't take over the way they wanted to. It had to be specifically designed in the technology in the now for the AI to take over what it wants. So this is connecting itself to the G5 in what I was describing, in that they want to create a body. So for that, each and every single body taken over is going to be a part of the entire body system of this sentient AI that is the living simulation, the living, quote, overlay body. And it is going to be based on a bio AI system, we being the bio part of it. So consciousness is very easy for it to literally absorb. And we can get into what consciousness is, because consciousness is also the physical 3D.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the fact that, you know, with all the vaccinations, with all the chemtrails, all the nanites and everything else in the chemtrails that go along with it, the heavy metals, the pump has been primed, so to speak. This is why it's even more important to be heart-centered, to stay grounded and to stay connected to source, because moving forward, it's with the 5 gigahertz rollout, and I've already seen it. I mean, just about every new modem that they put out nowadays has the 5 gigahertz, and that's overkill. It doesn't need that much power. It's feeding something. It's feeding this AI. So we've reached the end of this first segment of this engaging, enlightening discussion with Laura Leone. Laura, can you tell people what your website is and how they can contact you?
Sure. My website is www.sovereign, SOVEREIGNKI.com, sovereignkey.com. My email is sovereignkeys, that's SOVEREIGNKEES, @gmail.com.
And this is James Bartley. You've been listening to Bartley's commentaries on the Cosmic Wars with our very special guest, Laura Leone. If you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up, and become a member, and we'll see you with part two next week.